Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I have to start out a sermon with a joke. So here's my bad joke, okay? God and the devil walk into a bar, sit down, and order a beer. God says, "I think I'll start a religion." The devil says, "Great, I'll organize it." Yeah, so I told you it was a bad joke. But it's in way of illustrating to you the idea of spiritual warfare, okay? And the very beginnings of spiritual warfare, okay? And, Father, I appreciate you saying that this morning because that's what I want to preach on, you know, spiritual warfare. But the scriptures aren't on spiritual warfare directly. They're on obedience. And I was like, "Lord, the scriptures are on obedience. What am I supposed to do?" And, you know, I was put in mind of spiritual warfare this week for a number of reasons. And maybe it was, I don't know, the planetary alignment, you know. It just kind of got me down. What about you? Or, you know, possibility of the Great Tribulation beginning, you know. And by the way, you know, if the Great Tribulation began, then we've disproved the rapture. Right? If it hasn't, well, then when's it going to come? I don't know. So, you know, there have been a lot of tough things going on in the last week. The summer itself, the entire summer. In fact, I can go way back and look at lots of people out here who've gone through difficult things in the last 6 months, longer, and they still continue to go on in some ways. And so I said, "Well, Lord, I'm hearing you say that, but the scriptures are about obedience, you know." And he said, "Read the Screwtape letters." And I said, "Well, I read those a few years ago." And he said, "Read the Screwtape letters." And I said, "But the scriptures are about obedience." "Read the Screwtape letters." I said, "Okay." Now you may say, "What are the Screwtape letters?" Thank you, Jack. The Screwtape letters are a small book written by C.S. Lewis. You've heard of C.S. Lewis, yes, Narnian, Aslan, and all that sort of stuff. And this is an interesting little book he wrote, which basically is a series of fictional letters. They're fictional, you understand, that written apparently from one demon named Screwtape to a lesser demon named Wormwood. And basically, this elder fellow, Screwtape, is instructing the lesser one in how to manage the human that he's been assigned to. Okay, and as you go through this book and you read this thing, you start understanding and you read about the strategy of the enemy against us. And as you do this, you start to see, C.S. Lewis was a pretty insightful guy. So, but it shows you how that spiritual war goes on behind us, or it illustrates it for us, and how you yourself may be subject to the war or involved in the war, and possibly how you can change. And I was like, "Well, okay, Lord, I'll start doing this." Now, so as I started reading through it, I'm like, "Okay, yeah, this is great." And then one letter in the book finally comes to me, and I'm going to read a little bit of that to you. This is basically chapter 15, but letter 15. And remember that these are demons talking to each other, so their terms are reversed, okay? And you hear the enemy in there. They're talking about Jesus, okay? And here's what Screwtape says to his nephew, basically, is what he is. "Humans live in time, but the enemy destines them to eternity. He therefore wants them to attend to two things, chiefly to eternity itself, and to the point of time which they call the present. For the present is the point at which time touches eternity." Then he goes on, "Our business is to get them away from eternity and from the present. We sometimes tempt them to live in the past. Now, this has limited value, for they have some real knowledge of the past. It's far better to make them live in the future. It's unknown to them. And in making them think about it, we make them think about unrealities. In other words, the future is therefore least like eternity. Hence, nearly all vices are rooted in the future, you know, lust and avarice and all these sorts of things. We want a man hag-ridden by the future, haunted by visions of an imminent heaven or hell upon earth. The less it has to do with reality, the better. The more fantastic, the better." And this I bring to you just to illustrate to you that demons want you to focus on the future. Okay? We're talking about spiritual warfare. This is one of those things. And everybody's been talking about the planetary alignment and tribulation and all that sort of stuff. And it's in the future. And we don't know. It's unknown. And it probably has very little to do with reality, like you just kind of heard there. We do know more about the past, and definitely, you know, they don't want you to talk about the future, or the present, excuse me. So this last week, the spiritual war kind of came very abruptly upon me, and I felt like I was brutally attacked by the enemy with worry. Okay? Now, I don't do worry very well. Okay? I'm not a real worrier for the most part. I'm not very practiced in it. But last week, I was bombarded by terrible things that could possibly happen. I couldn't stop those thoughts, as a matter of fact, coming into my head and just bouncing around in there, going back and forth over and over again. They were leading me into a deeper and deeper depression. Okay? And it was really almost becoming paralyzing in some ways. And it was at the beginning of this process of all this that the Lord said, read the Screwtape letters. Okay? And it was when I got to letter 15 here that I just read you that it all clicked together for me right there. I was being distracted by the future, by something that's unknown and that's unknowable. You can't know about it until you get there. By things that hadn't even happened yet and probably wouldn't happen at all. And in this, fear was becoming so distracting to me that I wasn't aware of God. So this letter brought it right back to me. The devil's scheme, my focus being changed from God to the circumstances, all of it just came clear just like that, which is what those little demons don't want to happen, you understand. They're out there going, I curse you, C.S. Lewis, right now. And I realized I had to turn to the present, okay? Because that is where Jesus is, in the present, okay? You say, well, but he's all everywhere. Well, okay, yes. Let's think about that. So God wants you to focus on the present and the eternal. You heard that already, okay? To live in the present is the only way to God. It's only in the present that you find him and are present to him. Okay? You see, if you're in the past, if you go into the past, you may be able to look back and think, you know, in your memory and remember the past and go back and find him there. In fact, that's one technique for healing of traumatic events is to go back into that situation and see God present in that. Okay? The problem is that it's finite. There's only so far you can go with the past. And it's unchangeable. It's not going to change anything there. It's past history. You can learn from it. You can be instructed for it. But it only helps you in the present. Okay? Now, the future, on the other hand, is unknown and unknowable. Okay? To dwell in the future, to worry about future events, is to spin your wheels. Okay? You simply cannot know what's going to happen. The best you can do about the future is to find Jesus in the present, trusting him to take you into the future. All right, so we'll try and get that out of a little bit here. So, in other words, you give the future to Jesus, trusting that he's going to take care of that. It doesn't mean you can't plan for the future, you understand. I mean, we are all called to plan certain things and to be good stewards of things, and that involves some planning. But, you know, you can always ask him what to do in the planning. So, it brought, as I was coming through this, you see, and this is just how my mind works sometimes, but I came to the idea of preppers, people who are prepping for, you know, difficult things or the end of the world or something like that. And I believe a little bit in prepping, okay? I grew up in a family of preppers. I've talked to you about this years ago. They went through the Great Depression, and so they saved everything. And I'm still trying to get rid of it. but they had reason and experience to be preppers, you know? They had already gone through this thing once. They didn't want to do it again. And if they did, they wanted to be prepared. So there's some understanding in there. The trick is that if you prep out of fear, then those little wily demons are going to make you overspend at the very least. Okay? Or at the worst, become obsessed with it so that it blocks out your relationship with God. That's something those little demons always want. You understand? Remember the guy who built bigger barns and to put all of his things in? The Lord said, "You fool, today your life is demanded from you." The barns didn't save him. They didn't help him. Okay? And you remember what Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, or tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient is the day for its own trouble. Once again, he's telling us to dwell in the present. Right here, right now. It's where you will find Jesus. Something the enemy does not want. And only in that place, in the present, with Jesus, will you find peace. Jesus will be in the future. You can be assured of that. But you aren't there yet. Okay? You're here. In the present. Right now. Dreaming and hoping for the future is not where peace is found either. It may not turn out that way. And the devils, you know, in the book, Screwtape Letters, are interested in that immensely because it gives them so many opportunities for disappointment for you. You can't look for something that hasn't happened yet. Now, if you find yourself worrying about the future, stop. It's easy. Stop. You take those thoughts captive in the name of Jesus, and you seek him in the present, his warm, loving presence, that peace that you know that's here right now. That's where he is. And if you do this, you will be attending to those things eternal. The other thing that God wants you to be about are things present and things eternal. For your eternal destiny is found in your relationship with Jesus. Talked to you about that joke at the very beginning. God doesn't start religions. He starts relationships. And so if you're in a religion, then the devil's happy to organize that. But he is completely left out of the relationship with Jesus, unless you let him in. The enemy would love to distract you from the present. He wants to distract you from God. And he'll use just little teeny things to confuse you, or distract you, or depress you, so that you won't remember that God is present with you right now. He's standing by right now with all the power of the universe at his command. The enemy's ways are small and subtle and predictable, but they work at times on all of us, especially if you're getting a little lazy in your prayers. You don't really realize that he's starting to feed you lies, and then it subtly builds a wall between you and God. And that wall had to have been broken down by me this week. See, when I began to realize it in myself, it was difficult. It was hard. I was like, I just had to forcefully pray. I take those thoughts captive in the name of Jesus. And I had to come right back. I take those thoughts captive in the name of Jesus. Came right back. Take those thoughts captive in the name of Jesus. And it just had to go on and on and on. And I had to re-realize his presence with me in the present. Right there in the moment. You know the presence that I'm talking about. You've felt it before. You know that, to me it's a warm and loving understanding that he's right there. I can feel him with me. You know what I'm talking about. It's the thing that happens only in the present. You can remember it from the past. You don't know about it for the future. But right now you can feel his presence. In fact, why don't you just close your eyes right now for just a minute and realize the presence of God with you right now. It's a presence that just allows your muscles to relax, the tension to come out of you. Knowing that his arms are wrapped around you. You can have that any time. especially when you're having a difficult time. You just have to remember that He is with you in the present. Now, in doing this, I was able to reduce the fearful thoughts and increase my practice of the presence of God. You've heard us preach about before. Jesus promised us. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. It's pretty clear. He's there now with you. We have a God who is always present here and now. At any moment, you don't have to look into the past to find Him. He'll be in the future, but you aren't yet. So don't live there and put your hopes in the future. Don't worry about the future. When you find yourself doing that, remember the present. Remember that Jesus is with you right now. That you won't go through it alone. The spiritual battle goes on. The enemy is trying to tell you lies, but you can uncover them easily by talking to Jesus. Because He is completely cut out of that conversation. Live in the present. Find Him here and now. So I was talking to you about spiritual warfare. I said, well, Lord, what about forgiveness? Because we've been hearing this thing about forgiveness for the last few weeks. Aren't I supposed to preach about that? And He said to me, and He actually just said to me this morning here, He said, forgiveness is one of my weapons that you will use. And the enemy does not want you to have that. And because you have been preaching about forgiveness and been in mind of that, the enemy has stepped up his attack. And I needed to remind you about spiritual warfare. And so there you go. Amen.